download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back for our very first segment. Joining us on the phone line for the State House Report is a state representative representing, I think, Scituate and Marshfield, Mr. Jim Cantwell. Mr. Cantwell, how are you?
Great, Kevin. Peter, Larry, Happy New Year. Great to be on with you again. And Kevin, thanks for doing this every week, bringing attention for a great deal of happenings here at the State House.
Now, from what I understand, you couldn't be here in studio because you are, it's that time of year that you're really active in trying to get bills together, correct?
That's correct. We have our bill filing deadline this Friday at 5 o'clock, so I'm here with Ben Thomas, who runs my office. We're going through a number of our priorities, trying to make sure that we get things timely filed so that they will have hearings this year. Mm. And then people, just with our right of free petition, if people have ideas, certainly bills can be filed after this, Kevin, but sometimes they can be slowed down. They call them late-filed bills, and they may not always be able to get the due attention. So working hard to get everything together right now.
Any bills of any particular importance to the folks here on the South Shore that might draw some interest?
They're always out. I'm doing one with others, just an act reducing prescription drug abuse, which is something on everyone's minds. We have an act that, Kevin, I've been on with you before, talking about ambulance services, protecting emergency 911 services. We're doing one dealing with 40B, trying to make sure that we give greater, leverage for our local communities. One, to have certainly more affordable housing, but not to have a gun to their head when developers can circumvent all local zoning. Trying to do a number of energy bills to using hydrokinetic energy to come up with ways that people can maybe harness the energy of water to replace other energy sources and at least bring down some of the costs, which are just out of sight right now. I have about 40 bills in all that we're filing and we're trying to perfect now and trying to do things that promote economic development, workforce development, and address many coastal issues.
Well, we have a new governor. Yeah. How has that been going? Here we are almost a little less than a week since he's taken office. What's it like?
No, it's exciting to have, for any time, to have new ideas and some new folks here. We had a brief chance it was back in December to speak to the governor-elect then, Governor Baker, and I was talking to him primarily on coastal matters, and he said, listen, he also lives in a coastal community and definitely was aware of flood insurance issues and erosion control issues and infrastructure that we look to move upon. And the conversation moved, as many of them have, to issues relating to opiate abuse. And then he discussed some of his experience there from Harvard Pilgrim and things that he wanted to do. So I think there's a lot of new energy and certainly folks, I'm looking forward to working with him and other colleagues to get started.
Any updates on the expanded weekend service for the MBTA, the commuter rail? Have you heard any updates as to how that's going since it was reinstituted at the end of last month?
I'm glad you asked, Kevin, because we were so thrilled with Ed Perry being one of the leading voices to help bring commuter service on the weekends back. It still isn't hitting the numbers that we would hope. And really, Kevin, it's going to take a concerted effort. I've been reaching out to Scituate and Marshfield officials of our being able to do some public forums where we can help to bring attention to the fact not only of the service but the many benefits. But we also need to have assistance from the T. Some modest changes in adding a train or making a train be just 45 minutes later. We'll make sure that we'll have more people who are willing to go in, take in a show, take in a game, and be able to come back still. Trying to do an off-peak pricing that other communities like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York do, I think would make it more attractive for weekend riders. But happy to say it's like our soft opening. We rolled it out, just as you know, December 27th, and we'll be working to try to perfect things and I think have another major push that will start in the next couple months.
I guess my final question, again, we're speaking with State Representative Jim Cantwell. We've been hearing right up until the inauguration that there was a sizable deficit that the new governor was going to have to deal with. Any news on that front? Do we have a round number yet? And what are you guys doing to try to work on finding out, you know, about that debt?
No, it's a great question. One thing we're going to be doing coming up, Kevin and Peter, is a thing called a consensus revenue hearing, when the Ways and Means chairs respectively from each of the House and the Senate meet with the administration and finance director. That is already scheduled. I have it as the 22nd for next week, but I'll have to confirm that. And at that time, what they do every year when we do a budget, for folks listening here, they know from past shows, all economists come in, or their selected economists say, this is what we expect there to be for revenue. The budgets get built around those anticipated revenues. Last year, it's clear that a combination of less revenue and some spending that's being addressed right now with a hiring freeze and with a top-to-bottom review of expenses. Once we get our arms around what that deficit is, I think you'll hear later on, Kevin, I'd be happy to come back later this month. We'll have more concrete ideas of what the shortfall is and how we're going to address it.
Well, we look forward. We'll definitely have you back on towards the end of the month. Anything you want to say in closing?
Just that for people listening, that there will not be any cuts to local aid. I know for our police, fire, teachers, it's a concern when you're halfway through a fiscal year. Any cut is basically, for every $1 you're cutting, it's really affecting $2. So it is a concern for many, many folks that we are going to be careful about how we proceed. I also want people to know, though, we've done a very good job, that we have the fourth largest, what we call a rainy day account in the country, that we have put aside funds when we've had excess revenues, so we don't harm economic development initiatives or public safety initiatives. So I'm confident we'll be able to tackle this and that we're going to have a very productive year.
Representative, thank you as always. Continue in the trend as you've done the past couple of years being on this program, and we'll definitely look forward to talking to you down the road.
Appreciate it, Kevin and Peter. Thank you so much. Sorry we didn't get to say hello. And Larry, Happy New Year. We'll catch you guys later.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. We will step aside. When we come back, we're going to speak with Braintree Mayor Joe Sullivan. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.